This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the laws that will take effect this week following last month's annual veto session.
The Senate is duly convened.
On September 14th, lawmakers overrode 13 of the vetoes given to legislation from this year's regular legislative session. These include Senate Bill 608, which modifies provisions relating to health care. There are varying start dates for the different pieces of this new law. Senate Bill 641, which, according to bill sponsor, Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan, creates an income tax deduction for payments received as part of a program that compensates agricultural producers for losses from disaster or emergency.
Disaster payments are made up to help offset large losses that should not be considered income. Disaster payments are typically made for livestock that are retained throughout the disaster so producers can profit from the payment by collecting payments and also selling livestock. Typically, disaster payments are made to livestock producers who stick it out through the drought and other disasters that raise their operating costs substantially, and their payments help them offset much higher than normal feed costs to preserve their farm throughout the disaster.
During debate on the measure, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned there is a lesser cost to this than first thought.
The governor's veto message, which we did not have the last time this bill was on the floor, suggests a $50 million fiscal impact from your bill. I understand that there are those who are of the view that the fiscal impact is considerably smaller.
Also on the way to becoming law are Senate Bill 656, which makes changes to laws relating to county sheriffs, self-defense, unlawful use of weapons, and concealed carry permits. Senate Bill 844, which modifies provisions relating to livestock trespass liability. Senate Bill 994, which makes changes relating to alcohol. Senate Bill 1025, which exempts instructional classes from sales tax. House Bill 1414, which prohibits certain agricultural data from being subject to public disclosure laws. House Bill 1432, which modifies the law relating to administrative leave for public employees. House Bill 1631, which is voter ID legislation and dependent upon a ballot question next month. House Bill 1713, which relates to water systems. House Bill 1763, which changes the laws regarding workers' compensation large deductible policies. House Bill 1976, motor vehicle services, and House Bill 2030, employee stock ownership plans. However, there are also measures not considered for override, which include Senate Bill 591, expert witnesses, Senate Bill 847, collateral source rule, Senate Bill 867, fire protection, sheltered workshops, mining properties, road districts, and property managers. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.